home phone numbers. And the joy of it is you don't even need to do anything. You can just go, you know, oh, and this person, you know, here's their all their contact details. I'm not suggesting you should use it to ring up and harass them, but if you were, there it is. You know, it's so it is important to use that. Destroying privacy is used as a deliberate or campaign of organized attacking on people as part of, I mean, Gamergate is just one example. So,
and the one thing that I'll say is that somebody who is running a transactional website is not can still be a target of something.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the women in the Gamergate controversy, and it's not just women as well, I think I should say, but mostly, were people who were definitely running you know, they were involved commercially in the space, but often on a relatively small scale. Like, we're talking like donations and you know, and that sort of things. We were not donations or things like Patreon or selling games for that are essentially at a very small price. These are not that gap between transactional and not can be, you know, small.
Ben Butler, for the record, I wanted to, without regressing the meeting back to points that people wanted to leave behind, as a non-member of this party, but a very interested party in the discussion, I wanted to give an example of exactly where this line between the domain name and the content is a dangerous argument to try and make, because that is not the only two sides of this particular coin. I was asked to consult on an abusive issue a few weeks ago. The domain name portfolio in question was several hundred domain names that were derivatives of legitimate online businesses. They were being used in email-only based phishing campaigns. They were all using privacy and proxy services. The brand holders, the trademark holders, what if you want to call them that, had no idea how to contact who was responsible other than the privacy and proxy service provider. And there is no content. This is not a situation where, as a registrar, we could say, go talk to the hosting provider. You are going to have to figure out, as a registrar and as a privacy and proxy provider, how you're going to respond to those issues. So don't just pigeonhole yourself into saying it's a content issue or it's not a content issue. The domain names can be used in all sorts of ways for abusive purposes that have nothing at all to do with the site content. And you're going to have law enforcement and IP holders coming to you wanting you to solve this problem.
Just another comment I'd like to make while we're on the subject. People who are involved in organized, you know, doxing and harassment campaigns understand social engineering. So when we talk about things like reveal due to a copyright complaint or something like that, they will misrepresent themselves as copyright holders quite cheerfully. So we need to; those processes need to be strong.
We've just got a couple of minutes. I'd like to see if there's any other issues people want to hit. Okay.
I'm sorry, you gave them lots of time after you closed the queue, so.
Well, no, I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay, please don't, because it won't go anywhere. So the here's the issue. Nobody thinks that this issue is dispositive for the entire contactability issue on privacy proxy. Nobody says that putting this distinction in is going to allow us to get every criminal that's hiding behind a privacy proxy shield. This is one issue of many And yes, there are lots of things to talk about. Whether or not donations should be included is one thing to talk about. But the presentation of the difficulties surrounding this issue is not enough of a, it's not convincing enough to a large number of us to throw out the issue entirely. All we're saying at this point is that there is more discussion that needs to be done, and the baby should not be thrown out with the bathwater just because we've identified a number of issues that need to be solved. And I have absolutely no idea what anyone was talking about with Gamergate. So if we want to take that to the list, I would appreciate somebody explaining to me how that has anything to do with the issue that we were talking about. Thank you.
We need to word. We're at 10:45.
Yeah, let's take that to the list. Reserve comment. Stephanie, and that'll be it for the meeting.
And I'd be very happy, Stephanie Perrin, for the record, just to contribute a recent report from the Council of Europe. I'll send it to the list. I'm not the lawyer. I'd really appreciate what you have to say about it. Doei Kof, and I apologize for massacring the Dutch name, wrote it. It's on the rule of law as applied. And my only comment would be, and I've been sort of yelling about due process since I got here, and this paper examines it in some depth, the more we go into being a law enforcement facilitation mechanism at ICANN, the more we raise fundamental questions of how far we've strayed into private sector policing. And that's where you get into these very fundamental human rights issues. I'm not here to defend crooks and Gamergate harassers, but you have to be clear about the mechanisms that we are employing to break these things. So I invite you to read the paper, and if it's a crummy one, please tell me, because it sure looks good to me.
Thanks for your attendance and interest and time. The working group's going to take a break for the usual post-ICANN break for a week, and we'll be back at it. Whatever 2 weeks from Tuesday is. Thanks.